I've got a question for Kenny before I introduce him. Kenny, where's Kenny and Susmita? Kenny and Susmita. Okay, we're just thinking, Ella, we're thinking that the kids might want to come up a little closer to the front for just the next little while for part of this presentation. And I think it'll be a real treat for all of us, but I think the children are also going to enjoy meeting Cookie. I just want to honor this couple and just welcome them. Would you welcome Kenny and Susmita? I have to draw attention to the fact that you folks are expecting your first child, and that just tickles our hearts, and we're really happy for you both. And so they're going to tell us a little bit about themselves. They've got a presentation. They got some, just a real, really good word for us. So thanks so much.
Thank you. All right. Well, happy Sunday, everyone. Welcome to the last Sunday of this year. You know? Yes. We all made it in good health. And with all the blessing of the Lord. Some of you may know, I'm Kenny. Oh, we'll get to the center. Yeah, let him stay there, it's okay. And hi to Graham and Judith. This is my wonderful dear wife, Susmita, God-given gift. Yeah, so, and things goes, I'll always look upon him as, you gave her to me, and it's not me who found her, you know. So you make the balance. So, well, it is our sweet family, and we have Cookie as the first member of our family, and then Susmita came, and then we are welcoming another new little guy there. So we'll talk about us a little more, but before that, I just want to give him a little bit of space. Send him away so that we can have our day moves on. So as a part of our family, we do present this little guy to schools, OCDSB schools in Barhaven. We do it once a year just to encourage the kids about how God created nature and what is our part, so that we have to work together to protect and preserve what God has given us, because it's a beautiful thing that what God has given us. And as a part of this presentation, we have Cookie. He's a black masked lovebird. I can let him out if that's okay. Okay. Come here. Oh, yeah, okay. Maybe, like, I can, you guys can see him now? He'll be out in a moment. Come here, little fella. Good boy. Who's a good boy? Okay, there he goes. All right, so we named him Cookie, and we had Cream, so we got Cookie and Cream. It was a male and a female. Yeah, but she didn't do well with it much. Yeah, but he decided to stay, and he's a God-given gift for us, because we learn a lot from being in a close proximity with a bird, which is quite unusual for us. I've never lived in such proximity with a bird in my life. This is my first experience, trust me. And it's worth it, because I believe that everything that we have received is given as a gift from God. It's nothing by our hard work that we have achieved. All right. Yes, that's right, buddy. And the reason why he was lousy is, you know, we praise and worship at home, and he does sing with us too. And that's the reason he got excited. And, oh, that's his birth certificate. So he's a certified bird. Yes, he was born in April 16, 2022. He was born in Douglas, Ontario, just from here, closer to us from here. He's a male bird, and you might see a little small ring in his, I think in his right leg. You can see that, because that's a registration ID for him. And we had his birthday. We made a blueberry muffin. He loved his muffin, though. And we got a little dinosaur thing that goes on behind it, you know, just to make sure that he had his experience as a bird. Because he got used to live with humans, and he sleeps in a bed. Can you imagine that? Oh, yeah, he doesn't know how to sleep in a tree or a branch. Once he fell off, so I thought, like, okay, let's put him to bed again. Yeah. And in the morning, we'll wake him up. So that's the habitat that we have made for him. So that we just want to, because he lives with us, we don't want to have him in a cage all day. Because when we go out, we'll have him in a cage. But he always stays in a spot that's closer to the back door, the patio window. And then he is free to move around the house, and he's quite clean bird. If you know, birds are messy, and he gets sometimes a little bit messy, but if he poops anywhere, he calls us and he notifies us to remove it. Oh yes, oh yes. That's right. That's right. He's quite smart in that way. And that's his nappy hut. So I got it from Dollar Store, and he loves it. He stays inside times. During summertime, we'll take him out. And oh, that's him. He likes to sleep in my collar when I do my work. So he sleeps right there. And that's his towel. That's his own towel. So he, what he does, when we take a shower, we leave him on the shower. There's a spot that we have it for him, just specifically for him to stay. So he takes shower, and then he likes to be dried with this towel. He doesn't like to be used with our towel. Like he's more picky. It was difficult for me to understand that for many years, and then. And then I got used to it now. And that's him. And then we go for a drive, and that's Andrew Hayden Park. In summertime, we go out and live him out. But we'll be very close to watch because there's like other wild birds around there, and it's birds of prey. So, yeah, so this is. Hi. Oh, yeah, he drives. That's his favorite spot when we drive, like he likes to stay on the steering wheel. Yes. No, he won't fly away. Yeah, he flew twice, but then he doesn't know how to get back. Now he's smart, and he knew that he's not going to do that anymore. Yeah. All right, and that's his favorite spot in the house. So he watches out through the window, and he chirps and calls the people bypassers on the sidewalk. And that's his little swimming pool that we have. He bats and does all his things. And this was our little family. Now since we are welcoming a new little guy right there, so you have to do some modifications. So that's the poster that we used for our kids' school presentation stuff. And that's our presentation to the kids. So they, we have like an hour to spend with from kindergarten to I think it's grade 3. We do it every year, and they do all these little. Thankful posters for us. So I made him a wall with all the posters and pictures, and he likes to see all his things. And he's a media person. Trust me. Yes. He likes to watch his videos all day. Yes. And when we are at work, he comes and taps the cell phone screen because he wants to take a new video, not the old ones. He wants to take a fresh new video, and he watches it back and again, like how many times, maybe 1,000 times a day, and you love seeing him on screen. Yes, that is you. All right, well, that is us with the little guy there. Thank you. Oh, yeah, you can follow him on Instagram. That is his Instagram ID to get some updates and stuff like that. Well, he's a gift from God, and that's, we are so grateful to have him. He taught us many things as well, because at times, I believe that God speaks to us in many ways, and one of the ways he speaks through his creation as well. And this is one of the ways that we see how God has blessed this little guy to live with us and as well. All right. Well, thank you for listening to our little presentation. I think that's it on that part. Yes. Well, today is the day of the Lord, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, this Sunday is the beautiful day that God has given us. And a little bit about ourselves. We'll get to the center of the thing there. Anyway, so I'm my name is Kenny Mark Vincent Xavier. So that's a pretty big name. I find it difficult to write on paper. Well, and she got a big name too. I'll let her introduce herself. I'm from the southern part of India. It's called Tamil Nadu. This is where we are originated from. I'm from a tribal group of people where we have been raised by missionaries from Danish or Dutch, we would say. And that's our... yes, sweetie. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So my grandparents grew up in missionaries' homes, and my grandmama was raised by a missionary as well. That's how they met the Lord. Well, my apologies, the Lord met them when they were in their house. And from that time, because, you know, in South Indians are mostly Hindus, and they have different beliefs and perspectives, but my grandparents hold on to the Lord and His promises until their death. All I can see, they gave their heart and they gave everything to God. Everything that they had, they gave it to God, and that's how they helped us to grow up in that presence, to glorify God. It's very important that we glorify God. And I myself, I'm an engineer, but I'm not practicing engineering at the moment. I did my bachelor's in mechanical engineering, and I did my master's in aerospace and mechanical engineering, because my field of research is aerodynamics. Now I'm working as a banker. I work as an analyst for TD Canada Trust. So my job is mostly I hear people's problems, and I resolve their problems and give their money back. God has blessed me in that way. So I love what I'm doing right now. I have a sibling, my younger brother, and we both were never raised together as a family. I never actually lived in a family setting because, yes, my parents, they got separated, misunderstanding, when I was 7, and my brother, he was raised by my uncle and aunt when he's from 7 months of baby, and they lived in different places. And all I know that God is the only person who has carried us through until now, and this is my first family here, I would say, that God has given me. And I came to Canada in 2016, and God has promised, I came to extend my research, but then I had a calling from God to be here and do the ministry for Him, because there is a lot of need for people to be visited and addressed in all ways that God would like to do that. And we are Gideons as well. We support Gideons International in India. Our family is a part of Gideons. And we, at the time, because we are here, we can't be able to do outreach over there, but our family does, and we support them in many ways. That's a little bit about us, and I'll let Susmita talk more about it.
I'm a little nervous, don't take me wrong. So my full name is Susmita Enimal Suresh Babu. So Enimal is the first daughter of Job. So that's the name my grandparents wanted me to have. So it's Susmita Enimal. So I came to Canada on September 2019 to do my master's in electrical and computer engineering. So I did that in the University of Windsor. I was in Windsor at the time. So I did my studies there, completed, and moved to Waterloo. I was just doing my full-time job in that place. And then the proposal came, and then I got married and moved to Ottawa by 2023. So that was the journey in Canada. Before that, my family was Christians. I was raised as a Christian, but I didn't know about Holy Spirit at that time. And so I was a Baptist in there, and they believed in Holy Spirit, but not the miracles or actions He does do even now. So that was the practice. And I came to know about Holy Spirit before I moved to Canada. So it was a brand new topic for me. And I didn't have people to lead me to understand the Holy Spirit too. So I didn't have people around me like to make me understand it. And then I moved in here. I got a group of friends who all knew about Holy Spirit. And that was a wonderful journey. There was a lot of ups and downs, and where God brought me to Him, and I was able to understand God more in coming to Canada. So that's the biggest gift I consider coming here. And then moving from one continent to other, and he blessed me with a family. That's a great event in my life and a big miracle, I could say, making two people meet from different places. So I thank God for that. I am like an office admin in Vista Services. God blessed me with the work after I moved in here. So thanks for that too. I think that is quite about me. Thank you.
Thank you. That's amazing. Thank you for listening to us. And thank you for introducing dear Holy Spirit at the moment. I forgot. You know, so everyone who gathered here, we all share a common family member, and his name is Holy Spirit. We can't deny that. And all I can say is we are connected together as one in one and one body in Christ because he found us and he chose us to be his friends, and that's what he has called us. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. Before we dive into the message that we have from the Lord, we just want to have a verse that we would like to Psalms 103:1-2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Psalm 103:1-2. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we bless the Lord from our soul. We praise him throughout. We surrender ourselves over to him. But you see, our message today is all about, if you want to have a seat, you can have a seat. Right. A few hundred years ago, a man walked on this very earth that we are walking right now. And many people called him with different names. Some people called him Emmanuel. Some people called him Christ. Some people called him a prophet. But some people called him a person who is not from the Lord. You know, they called him as he does all these things by the power of demon and devils and all these things. Because he was given many names. But what matters the most is how he called them, the people around him. He called them as friends. That's what we're going to see today in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 13. So if you have your Bibles, we'll all turn over to book of John, chapter 15, verse 13. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to read that for you. No longer, I'll start from 14. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Hallelujah. Yes. So you see, my friends, Jesus sees us as his friend. We can see him as in different perspective, but he sees us as his friend. What is important for us as a human being, because being a human is a gift because we came from God. There is no doubt on that. And being a person who knows Christ is a privilege that is given on this world when we are still alive in this body that we are renting at the moment. Because, you know, the day that when we leave this body, we're going to see him, but are we going to identify him when we are there? That is the biggest question. You remember in the book of Matthew, he says, there's many will come to me and say, oh Lord, I did that. Oh Lord, I did this. I casted out demons. I did miracles in your name. And I will simply say, I don't know you. You know? That verse really struck my heart one day. I said, Lord, how could that be possible? Like, we did everything for you. We did everything that what we heard from you. But how come that you can tell it to us that you don't know us anymore? How is that possible? And that's where he gave me the guidance to see. You see, Kenny, it's not about the works that you do. It's about your heart that searches to find me more and to build this friendship that I have for you. So, become a friend of Christ is a practice, a constant practice that we have to do it every single day. So I believe that today's world, Christianity as a religion is quite world renowned, because, you know, as we are from background as from Hinduism, now we get to know Christ and we became Lutherans, Christians as a religion, but now we are not under any denomination. We are under only the authority of the Most High God and His Son, Jesus, and His Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Right? Yeah. So, what I'm saying here, the entire world knows who is Jesus. Everywhere. Every country knows who is Jesus. But what makes the difference is the cross that stands right there. The world is divided into two. The people who came to the cross, the people who passed across the cross. Because when we get to the cross, we see Jesus. We say that He is the person who died for our sins. We see salvation right there. But are we crossing across the cross and passing through the next life? And how do we do that? It's very important. Let's all turn to our Bible. John chapter 15, verse 7, it says, Jesus said, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." So He says, if you abide in me, meaning if we surrender ourselves completely and we give our heart to Him and His words abide in you. He doesn't say that His words, you know, we read the word, or He doesn't say we follow the word. He says abides in us, meaning the word of God should be something we have to rely upon each and every day, and it has to be in our memory. This is what our grandparents taught us. You know, I remember as a child, we had competitions between our cousins and younger kids. We will be given a verse or a chapter in the Bible. We have to memorize it and say it, then only we can have our meal. You know, we felt at that time, why are they doing all these kind of things? But I'll tell you, it is very important to do, because it helps us right now, you know, and that's how we, there are many things that we can share, but this is one of the, I'll encourage you parents and the parents to be like us, do the same, encourage your kids, not by force, but by a gentle advice, all right, so we'll go to another verse, the verse that specifically refers to the cross. Now you see, Peter, a disciple of Jesus Christ, who has been named as an apostle by Jesus. People did not give the name as apostles. Jesus Himself named them as apostles after He chose them. Peter walked with the Lord. He saw His miracles. He witnessed the transfiguration experience. And he saw Jesus going throughout the streets of all the villages. He saw Jesus casting out demons. And he saw Jesus, raising the dead. He saw everything what Jesus did, but when it comes to the cross, Peter said, "No, Lord, I'm not going to let you go to the cross." That is the core of a Christian life. You see, if you don't bear your cross, you are not worthy. We can go to the cross and see the front of the cross and say, "Oh, I see Jesus. Oh, you saved me. My sins are there. It's nailed on the cross." But that's not all. We have to carry that cross. We need to move across and bear the cross each and every day. So the Bible, this is what Jesus says. If anyone would like to follow me, they should deny themselves and bear the cross. Pick up your cross. Hallelujah. And that is the message today. So you see, I want to say, we all have the zeal for God. We are all confident. We want to do something for God. We want to know God more. We want to cultivate the relationship with God. But the more important thing is bearing the cross. And how can we bear the cross? By the Word of God. We have to read the Word of God, meditate it, share it as much as you can. Praise Him. Have a habit of praise and worship in your house. Praise by yourself, not just listening to songs. Listening to a praise and worship song is good and nice, but when you praise, you are building a habitation for Him. And slowly that you know, you get more closer to Him and He gets more closer to you. You remember the friendship that I talked to you about? Relationship of that perspective will get strengthened more and more and more. Hallelujah. It is very important to do that. I'm so sorry, I'm not specifically mentioning anyone, but not many churches teach us how to live a Christian life. Not many churches I have been in Canada is speaking about what is good and what is bad. All they say is, you be good, you do good. Yes, it's good. That's nice. But that's not really all. There is a cross that stands between. When we see Jesus one day, how many of you believe that you're going to see Jesus one day? Hallelujah. Everyone will see Jesus. Whether we are a Christian or a non-Christian, everyone will see Jesus one day. What are we going to see? Because you remember, the disciples saw Him before the cross, but when He came back after the cross, none of them was able to identify Him. All they saw was outside of His body. They never saw what's inside of His body, which is the Spirit of God that was in Him. I encourage you to know Him more. I encourage you to know the Holy Spirit more. He is the one who endures us. He is the one who carries us. We have our ups and downs all the time, but we always look towards Him and say, Lord, we just don't know what to do. Help us and guide us, and He walks us through. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. All right. All right. Well, you're all really serious. I'm so sorry to make you all serious. I didn't mean to be. All right. All right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's Jesus. It's always Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right. So all I'm asking you today is build that friendship with the Lord. When you go see Him on that day, He's not going to look like those pictures that we see on YouTube or in movies or in cartoons. It's not Him. That's not Jesus. It's just something a man painted about His face or whatever that is. His face is so beautiful. And when you see His face, you have to recognize Him from the inside, not the outside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, people. I just want to encourage you with this word. And if there's a chance we can learn a lot more about what God has given us in this Word of God. There's many depths that we can walk through. And we came to the last Sunday of this year. He has been so faithful to us. Hallelujah. He provides us. He walks us through. He protects us. Isn't that amazing? People, you know, not many people speak about what's the danger as well. Christian life is not a life of happiness and joy as well, but it is a life of warfare. We have to be taught how to wage that war against the enemies that we see and we don't see. We need to identify. How do we identify if that is from the Lord or is it from Satan? Here is your guidance. Hallelujah. This is what we have been taught, and this is what we would encourage each and every one that we see. Please, please, do follow that. You know, how far I have time?
Keep going.
I just don't know. I don't want to. Okay. You know, like people from the tropical region speak a lot. Okay, thank you. I just want to make sure. All right, so. There's one other thing I want to share about Psalms 23. Everyone knows Psalms 23. Is that right? Yes. And how many of you know Psalms 23 talks about the life after salvation? It does. And why is that psalm more important and it gets stuck to our spirit, not to our body or our soul? It's stuck to our spirit because that is the reality of a Christian life. I'll just give you an idea what that is. You see, we all remember the day when the Lord met us. Do you remember that? Do you remember the incident? Forget about the date and the day and the time. But do you remember the incident? Yes. And that stuck to our memory. Whenever we get low or whenever we get discouraged, we always look back to that a specific scene where the Lord met us. And the day when the Lord met us, just imagine what happened that day to you. you glorified God from that day from your heart, right? Verse 1 says that. The moment we accept Jesus as a Savior, he gets into our heart and he creates a new heart in us and he puts a new spirit into you. That's marvelous. That's a miracle. No words of human can explain that. And then we say, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. So we start to recognize him as the Savior, as our God. Hallelujah. That's recognition. Starts from salvation. Before salvation, no one can say that Jesus is Lord. They always say, oh, that is, Jesus is a deity of Christianity. Jesus is a person. He's a prophet. But a person will say that Jesus is Lord only when they accept him as a Savior. And that's the first verse we recognize him as our shepherd. Hallelujah. Now, verse 2 says, he makes me lie down in green pastures and he leads me beside still waters. He makes me lie down in green pastures and he leads me beside still waters. If you remember your life, my life, I remember that. Before I met Jesus, my life was not stable. I had a lot of problems. I still have those problems. But I wasn't stable at the time. But once we accepted Jesus, we became stable. We became strong. And that is deliverance. He delivers out from where we were and he brought us to a new life, and that is deliverance. So first we recognized him after salvation and deliverance came after that. And now you see, now he restores our soul. Whatever that Satan has destroyed in us, you know, when a devil comes into a human's body and it stays in his soul, it causes a lot of damages. A lot of damages. We'll talk about those things when we have a time later. Someday. But when Jesus comes into our heart, he restores what the devil has damaged. He restores our soul. He leads into the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah. For the glory of his name. You know, I'm a great fan of the preachers over the 80s and 70s. I listen to them a lot. There's one thing, I'm not sure if you heard about Catherine Kuhlman. You might. Okay, so this woman says, for God to create everything, it doesn't cost him anything at all. But to save one single soul, it cost his own life. And it's so true. Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So first we had recognition, then there is deliverance, and now there is restoration. He restored our soul. Now all these three things happen. Now what are we going to do? We have the urge in our heart. We would like to learn more about him. You remember that you turned your Bibles open and you stayed in his presence for a long, long time. Time was never a thing. We praised him. We lifted his. We did that, aren't we? So we began to introduce ourselves to him, and he begins to reveal himself to us. Everybody had this experience. I don't doubt no one has missed the experience that what I'm talking about here. Right? Now, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. That's the confirmation that we have from the Lord. He confirms that he rescued us. He confirms that he delivered us. He restored us. And he introduced himself to us. And now he confirmed that he had anointed us as well. Hallelujah. Everybody here has been anointed. Never question that. When I met my wife, at that time, we are arranged marriage. It is not a love marriage or something that I found. My marriage was quite a story. I can share a little glimpse of it right now. I was sleeping. My brother called me. He said, jump into the video. I went into the video call. Her parents were there. My parents were, the whole family were dressed. I didn't even brush. I was looking at it. She was beautifully dressed and she was sitting there. I was like, okay, what's going on here? Oh, that's the girl. And I was like, okay, well, that's nice to meet you. And they said, are you okay to marry her? I was like, wait. To what? To marry her. Well, you know, I thank you for doing all that, but you know, just give us some time. We want to wait for the Lord to do, confirm that with us. And yes, as we prayed and we both agreed for that, and both we prayed, God has given us the confirmation. I saw her in a dream after a few days. I walked into a church where all my family members were standing, and she was also standing beside. I never met her before. Trust me, I never met her before. I don't know where she's from or whatever. Yeah. But she met the Lord, and I met the Lord, and He met us. And He is the center of our life because He is our family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's the confirmation. She had a doubt. Am I anointed? Do I have the Holy Spirit in me? Never question that. Once you accept Jesus, the Holy Spirit is also. The beautiful part is He is with everyone. He's with everyone. A person who knows Jesus, who doesn't know Jesus, it doesn't matter. He's with everyone. But the beauty of it is when we accept Jesus, He lives in us. That is a marvelous thing that I can say. I don't have words to explain how it's possible. It's only by God. Maybe when we get to heaven, we will experience it. But that is marvelous. Hallelujah. We live with the Most High God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And He is our family. Are you happy about it? It's Family Sunday, isn't it? Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, finally, you see, once you accepted Jesus and you had started to bear your cross, you have been given a purpose. A man who lives in Christ has a purpose. A woman who lives in Christ has a purpose in this life. And the purpose is, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's our purpose. We're going to dwell in His house forever. Hallelujah. He has a lot of mansions, people. We have to fill it in. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, we have a huge heart for this nation. We chose to be Canadians, not because God has brought us here. It's not because we have the potential that we can afford to be one. It's because our heart hungers for the people of this nation because God loves this nation. Trust me. Trust me. And we have the heart for these younger kids. That's the reason why we always urge to, at some point in time, we have to sow that seed into their hearts at this very young age. Because when they grow, that seed will grow and bears its fruit. Hallelujah. It's very important. I encourage you to do, and you know, do your best. When you see a kid, just give him a word of praise the Lord. They have questions, beautiful questions we can answer. God is preparing each and every one of us for a great time. He is coming soon. He's coming very soon. Anytime, I would say, because the way the world has changed right now is something that I, as an engineer and a science researcher, I never expected that it will be that fast. Trust me. But it is. I'm so glad, whatever that changes around me, I'm going to go to my mansion and stay there for eternity. Hallelujah. That's what I always keep telling her. Don't worry about anything. He will carry us. And even if there's nothing in our plate, there is food. This food is quite enough for us to live. Hallelujah. All right, so we're going to close. Yes, and I thank the Lord. I'm going to pray. We're going to pray and bless. And you know, people, you are all powerful people. Do you know that? You know, we struggled for a time to have a child. It didn't work out. But when you guys prayed over us, it worked out. God put the child in her. You are all powerful people. I never doubt that. And you are all a family for us. You know? Thank you for this opportunity. I thank the Lord for the opportunity to call us as His friends. And we strive towards it, to have the relationship. We'll just all close our eyes. We'll give a little bit of glory over to Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. It's Jesus. It is Jesus. When we look upon everything that we have come through in our life, all we can see is Jesus. what are we going to see in the future? It is Jesus. When we're going to meet someone, we're going to reflect Jesus through us. And this is the marvelous thing that God can do in each and every one of our lives when we completely surrender ourselves over to Him. Father, we give you this wonderful day. We give you this wonderful moment. We give each and every one of us, Lord, a vessel that you can carry us through. A vessel that you can live in us and make all things possible for the glory of your name, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praises. For you are great. You do great things. Lord, we bless each and every people, Lord. We bless the people of Canada. We bless Canadians and the children that are born in this land and they are going to be born. Let them glorify your name, Lord. Nothing shall stop them. We rebuke all that plans that enemy has against them. In Jesus' name, be gone forever. Canada belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Thank you for giving us a wonderful year. 2025. Yes, we had our ups and downs, but you are there. It's what we glorify about. And thank you for giving us another new year, Lord. We're going to see you soon. We'll be in glory with you and praising you over there as one family, as one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we give you all the glory. We remember once again all that we have received. All that we have received in this life has been given to us as a gift. And we give you that glory. We give you that glory. In the name of the Father and our King, our dear Jesus, and our dear family and friend, our dear Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
You guys, that was beautiful.